10th parak of Bamasiyatur Mishnah Pais Velisha Shnaim Shinoflu. This is partners of a two-story house. Each one had one story, and the whole building collapsed. Oma Balalia the Balabais Livno. The one who lives on floor number two says, please build your floor number one, and I'll build on top of you. Vienna writes Livno. It's Arei Balalia Boinus Abayis, the Doba Toychoi, Ach Yitin Loisitzi Yosef. Balalia builds the house and lives in it until he gets his expenses. What do we mean? The Balalia, the second story guy, really wants the bottom guy to build his half, and the Aliyah will build on top. But the Tanakhama says, since the bottom guy doesn't want to build his half, in the meantime, the second story guy will build the bottom story, and he'll live inside of it till he gets paid for what he did. And then he'll build the second story. That's a Tanakhama. Rabbi Yudhaimer, after double tov shel chavei, serve l'halos l'schar. He says, what do you mean? If he builds for the bottom guy, so now it belongs to the bottom guy, he has to pay rent for the place he's living in. Yeah, so what is this? A little bit interesting. I do you a toiv and then I have to pay rent. So this is a concept called Zen and Zelichose. I'm enjoying the fact that I have a place to live, but you're not losing anything out because you're anyway not living in your apartment. So, yeah, so anyway, Rabbi Yehuda holds that in this type of situation, that even though it seems that the Baal HaBayis is not losing anything out, still, since the other person is being Nena, he has to pay Schar. The Maisa, yeah. He recommends let the top guy wants to build, let him build both stories, and once he has his second story, he could live on the bottom story because he's not being Nena now, because he really has his own place until he gets paid for. Yeah.